It's the FOTS.
You heard.
Yeah.
First thing I want to say is Knicks is back.
Yeah.
We're not back, but the Knicks are back. The
Knicks are back. They're doing
Knicks are back. I just have to say
It's a good feeling in the city, huh?
What?
Knicks tape, you heard?
What?
Fab, what up, man? You can come sit down here and talk with us, you heard?
Facts.
Word.
But yeah, no, that's the type of energy I'm on right now.
Yeah, yeah, I feel a different energy. I came into the office today and it was a different type of feeling.
Because we out here, being It's a New York thing. When New York, listen, not everybody's a sports guy, sports person. Let me put it like that. But when New York sports is popping,
yeah,
it's definitely a different energy in the city.
Nah, for sure.
Yankees is up top.
Mm-hmm.
Rangers, Knicks.
Yeah.
I won't speak about football.
Gotcha.
But we, you know what I'm saying? We out here.
Yeah.
We out here.
We won't speak about football.
Yeah. That's why we brought out the black bottle.
Yeah.
Shout out Dren, Duce, you know what I'm saying? Didn't realize how exclusive this was, but, you know, we out here. I don't know if anybody
knows
that.
Oh, is it that exclusive?
That's what I'm told.
I remember he told us the same thing. That's what he said. Yeah, that's exclusive.
We went to at 237.
Yo.
They had the gold cups, right? Dren was like, they got the gold cups, but you got the black bottle. So, you know, I kind of felt special. You know what I'm saying?
You do got the black bottle.
You know what I mean?
A different type of black bottle, the Duce.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, different type of black.
Don't want to get caught in the crossfires.
Yeah, please.
Of what's going on, but getting in the groove again.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable, man.
Yeah, my mom been stressing like, what's up?
I've got a few death threats.
This guy.
Nah, it ain't death threats, but they curse me out. They said they like to hear people are listening to the pod.
Yeah.
Well, at least the people that, I guess my family members.
Yeah, well, I know my mom.
They probably got AM, FM radio.
My mom is definitely the biggest FOTS fan.
A 1,000,000%.
Whenever it uploads.
Shout out to mom.
She'll tell me, loved it. I'm like, damn, I forgot that it's Monday. I forgot that it was out.
Yeah, nah.
He was like, no, this was great, and this and this. And this. Yo, she breaks everything down. It's
I love
wild.
That, man.
It's wild. So, shout out to you, mom.
Yeah, shout out, mom.
And amazing. John, I know you watch it, too.
Yeah.
So just gotta do that, but I guess let's get into it. Pause. The topic that you had brought, I think this. You know what we're gonna call this?
What?
The bread issue.
The bread issue.
No, is it an issue? No, the bread pod. Right. The bread episode. There we go.
The bread episode.
Yeah, you gotta be. You know me with the acronyms. Bread episode.
Yeah.
acronym king. You heard?
The bread episode. You heard? Because I think people get it misconstrued of what money is. They I think most people think the monetary thing is the money always.
Yeah.
Because they, the greenbacks or whatever you want to call it.
Greenback.
Yeah. Greenbacks.
Like greenbacks is
fire. The blue faces, however you want.
Ooh.
The money phones. They think that's the monetary. They think that's the currency only. And I think that's why we have a whole system of people thinking like relationships don't mean it's not currency.
Yeah.
I think because for this episode, being as the bread episode.
Bread episode, you heard?
The bread episode is encompassing everything. It's monetary, relationships, currency of keeping relationships.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest things before we even get to the bread.
Yeah.
I think people don't value the people, the currency. Mm-hmm. People think that people are so easily replaced. When you bring value, and I think that's the problem nowadays, man. We drop people like bad habits. Remember you used to say that back in the days?
Yeah,
but drop you like a bad habit.
You know, it's funny because I saw a post the other day on IG, and I saw something like that. Like I'm gonna misquote it, but it was something to the effect of like, don't think that everybody's not replaceable.
Yeah.
Don't mess up a relationship with good people.
For sure.
Because that's what happens. And like what you said, everybody's doing this because it's society, right? We talk about that all the time. Instant gratification, this, that. I talk to my kids about, your friends are in your ears.
Yeah.
You don't even know some of these people.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's your friend's name? I don't know, JKR56.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know what I mean? So it's different and they're not on, so now they're not a friend. And somebody jumps on and that's what happens so that when people sit there and like you said, currency is not just about
the
monetary.
Anymore.
There's a social currency. There's social equity. There's brand equity. There's all of these things that people don't even think about. And because of this space that we're in, People are just trying to make bread.
Yeah.
There's certain people that just come and sit there and, you know, we like to call it weekend money.
Yeah.
What can I do and make money for the weekend?
Yes.
It's like, yo, but there's such a longer play here. Pause.
Facts.
You know what I'm
saying? They be forgetting that. And those are the people that we park.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it
up. Oh, we spoke about that.
Yeah.
So we spoke about parking. Don's, I love that. Yo, we're going to park you, right?
I'm parking you.
And then it was like, you might get parked. Then I was like, yo, you're going to get parked in the parking lot. You know when they have the platform where you have to, it goes in and it goes to the elevator and they put another car underneath
Yeah,
it?
That's
you want that second tier so you can't even drive out by yourself.
Yeah, that's a
you
fact.
Need somebody to bring you there. Then you can come out.
Yo, we,
that's when it
goes. We're parking the people that don't value the currency of relationships.
There you go.
Because I think what happens is Mike has this saying that we're in this me society. And I think the more I heard that, I thought it had me thinking. Because I started looking at, it's almost like I was doing a social experiment. Mm. I was watching the people that were coming in to sit with us to have conversation. And a lot of those people, let's say out of 100, 50% of them was talking about me. Mm. The other 50% of them was talking about we.
They were talking about you?
Nah, well, not me in particular.
I was gonna say, all right.
Nah, you
go
know,
ahead.
Not me in particular, but in the sense of the me society. It was about me.
Yeah.
What can I have? How can I do? What is that? And then we're sitting here, it's like, okay, how can we help build you? And the key word was, how can we help build you? Meaning that we're all one team.
Yeah.
I'm over the people that just want to come take. And in that instance, we're parking individuals that don't have those values.
Yeah. You know, I go back to, shout out Hip Hop Mike. He had posted something a minute ago, and I loved it, right? Mm-hmm. And it was him with Legos, right? He's like, yo, everybody wants to build, but where your blocks at?
Like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? And it's like, that's really what it is, because it's brands, companies, talent. Hey, what could I get?
Yeah.
What could I get? And it's like, when you come with that energy.
For sure.
We're not on that type of time. Even when we deal with other management companies, other agencies,
that's
other brands, everybody, it's everybody. That's our philosophy, is what could we do?
Yeah.
That's the immediate conversation, because for us, we're not going to do something where, in all honesty, and I know this is hard for people to believe, if it's only going to benefit us,
yeah,
what's the point? Because you're going to be sour, right? Because it shouldn't be just one-sided.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We have to do something that, hey, what do we both get? And it has to be spoken about. Okay, look, this is what we're going to do. This is what happened. Okay, are you comfortable? Okay, we're comfortable, whatever. Because, again, there's a blatant disrespect on those scenarios, and it's like, the end of the day, yep. I know I'm working on not being so upset about it,
mm-hmm.
but it's just like you said, it's just parking scenario.
Yeah, nah, I'm there now. Because understanding that most people don't see the broader vision,
mm-hmm.
when it even comes to even their own careers.
Yeah.
And sometimes people live in, you know, that 5 mile block radius or wherever they're at, and they only see those blocks.
Yeah,
and here you come. You know, trying to show them, you know, okay, here, look at this landscape. Look at this landscape. There's 10 more blocks outside of your block. Actually, there's 20 more blocks outside of your blocks. And we're showing them these new, you know, new terrains. And they can't even fathom that they can get there because they're still stuck here.
And that's the thing. And I'm going to use an analogy just because John's here and he mm-hmm. got my real estate brain going.
You know what I mean?
But it's literally like people come here looking for to rent an apartment.
Yeah.
Where we're sitting there saying, hey, look, there's land here that we could build a whole community on.
Facts.
And you don't see that because it's just bare land.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what we're trying to build. And there's people that come and they're like, yo, I need bread. Okay, cool. You have a place to live.
Yeah.
Great. But what if you build a community and then build a store? And build, like, there's so many different things. And it's like, you know, we had this conversation even prior to shooting today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have to be very particular about who we put
yes.
involved in, the, in,
the
in this
yep.
and also our energy.
For sure.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, he and I are going to put energy into you so much so
yeah.
that it becomes draining if you don't sit there and give back.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like that's our fault because we lead like that.
For sure.
But we got to be selective. There's scenarios. It, you know, it's friends and acquaintances.
No, and,
you know what I'm saying?
And you know, in particular, me, I'm not even going to touch on who, like name-wise, but you know, in particular, with me, been working with somebody for so long, and it feels as if that, you know, he's kind of like taking a break.
He or she.
Oh yeah, he or she is taking a break. And that is, for me, this person is super talented. And it's crazy that I have to think about parking that individual because he or she is not seeing the broader vision of what they are. So, and that's someone that we will have put time and effort and all resources. And that just goes to show you that not because we're ready doesn't mean they're ready. Mm-hmm. And that's has to do with everything, though. That's people in general. Like, not because you're ready doesn't mean, and the people that you work with doesn't mean they're ready. Mm-hmm. Because when you elevate to the next level and they're still at 50 and you're at 100, mm-hmm. you're going to have to allow them to get to where they're at. And then even when they get to 100, you may be at 500. Yeah. You're like, yo, listen, until you get it together, this is just where we at. Mm-hmm. So that's even a hard thing to do too, bro. It's like, have as a company, we know that we've put in resources and time and effort and everything into and into a person, and we have to be able to, you know, open the doors to have to park somebody. Mm-hmm. That shit kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, but I think it becomes the thing of everybody has to be accountable for their own actions.
Facts. Yeah.
Even us, yeah. Mad at somebody. Uh-huh. Let me not use the word mad. But frustrated with somebody because it's the 7'7" guy that doesn't want to play in the NBA, right? You know, it's learning how to deal with that mm-hmm. ourselves, because it's like, damn, there's so much and we could do so much here. We could do this and that. Mm-hmm. And you don't see it. That energy is so wasted when there's somebody right there.
That's ready to work.
That is like, yo, I'm over here, but so focused on this person. We could get busy over here.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And that just becomes it's a frustrating thing, because again, I think the individuals that we are, because mm-hmm. you can go to agencies and different people when they're super transactional, it does not matter. Insert a person. I just need these numbers filled. I don't care who does it. You're not doing it. Okay, I'm gonna move.
Yeah.
We're not like that. And again, maybe that's a gift and a curse, but that's just what makes us different. We are who we are. We stand by what it is. We're real, we're authentic, we lead.
And we actually freaking care about you. Yo, people, and you know, some people think it's a facade. Like, it's not. Like, you know, believe me, Mike and I will be ridiculously rich if we move like some other people. And when I say that, meaning in the sense of, if they take advantage of content creators all day, if Mike and I were those guys, we could be in yachts and chilling and doing everything. We could do all I'm not saying we don't do that now, but just saying, we could do all of those things and not care. But that's not what we don't. That's not how we operate. We operate actually with you in mind before us.
Yeah.
Because we know that helping you build your business is because we've already built ours, but we build it together as a team. It's gonna be a longevity thing. We had a conversation at the shoot yesterday with some of those models, and we were talking to them. Well, you were talking to them a little bit more than me, mm-hmm. but I said, yo, listen. I said, if you want to build a career, actually, you know what I told that to? I told a doctor, what's his name? Dr. Garments. We talked to Dr. Garments, and I said, listen, if you want to build a career, you come work with us. If you want to build a moment, you go everywhere else. Mm. His reply was, I don't want to build moments, Don. He said, when you guys get back from Atlanta, I want to talk to you guys because I want to know about how can I build my career.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing the way he was operating even that day. And we were like, yo, there's something about this guy. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of people that because even though he said it in the moment, the way he was moving showed us that he was ready for something.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, too, is that what I'm realizing mm-hmm. about us, too, is that we were so much on a build out, right? Mm-hmm. So I haven't been on yachts as much as Don has. I've been on ferries, you know, City Island. Whatever. But you know,
I live on Long Island, guys.
but the build out, we're at a different level,
yes.
Right, and going back to just knowing your worth, as far as even us,
for sure.
Like, there's certain things that we can't do anymore because we don't have the time for that, and it's just what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
There's certain people in their brain that may feel, hey, you know, speaking about, hey, I need a manager, whatever, and it's like, you think that,
yeah,
you need an assistant because that's what you're looking for.
For sure.
Management is different. And you might, but the thing is that managers, where we come from, as far as us, mm-hmm. a manager starts with you right there with you. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for anybody coming up, we're not that anymore. And yeah. I'm starting to realize that. Because yes. again, like to help the world. And it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that. Don't have time for that because we're building a company. And that's not on being cocky or anything like that. But it's like, can't do that. I did that. We're here, right? That's why we always say we're looking for, you know, junior managers and stuff like yeah. that. So that we could build that because you got to learn.
It's a tier system.
Yeah, and you gotta learn. Yeah. But the thing is that I forgot who I was having a conversation with about, oh, I think it was Heck, shout out Heck, private label. About the hustler CEO conversation that we always have.
Yep.
And it's just like, I at this moment, at least, mm-hmm. it can't be full CEO mode, gotcha. Right? Because when you have people that don't do it, it's like you got to go back into and hustler, and I'm going to go do it.
For sure.
Because if not, it doesn't get done. And you can't sit there and be like, well, I'm the CEO, so you know they got to figure it out. No, this is your company. You got to figure it out. We're not there yet. So it's like you got to kind of, you know, double dutch, if anybody knows what that is. Two strings, like jump rope, and you go like that. I don't know if they do it anymore.
And the fact that we have to double dutch it often, it becomes tiresome too.
Yeah.
Right? Because now, clearly, when you're an entrepreneur, you wear all the hats. And that's where we're at. But relinquishing some of those things sometimes too is hard. Mm-hmm. So like you said, like the management aspect, that's not where we're at because we built out a company. But it's also a tier system too. Mm-hmm. So our top tier gets... It's crazy to say, it's like the top attention from the management aesthetic aspect. Mm. When it comes to other content creators coming to us, they understand like, hey, listen, you may not have as much as everybody else, but we're still here to help you build. Mm. Yeah, and on top of that too, we're not talking to you every day, but just know that we're working. And when we do have a conversation with you, it's about how to build out your career.
Yeah.
And then also to let you know, like we've been pitching for opportunities for you as well. So it's still stepping stones.
Yeah, yeah.
And them junior managers will come.
Yeah.
Because even with junior managers, they gotta be taught. People gotta shadow and they gotta know how to do this. There's so many levels to this opportunity, especially in this space, in this time.
Yeah.
You know, junior managers, man, send us a message.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing, the hard part is vetting them.
Yes.
Right? You know. Because I was having a conversation with a tax guy, right? And he was saying, yeah, I got to get people, right? I'm trying mm-hmm. to build out because we were having a conversation. I was like, yeah, this is what we're doing. And he was like, he goes, I can imagine you as far as when you trust people and you got to make sure that they're going to do the job the right way. Mm-hmm. But he was like, Mike, imagine me. I'm dealing with people's socials and names and addresses, and I got to make sure that I can trust that person.
For sure. Because
I can't sit there and say, hey, you go to that person, and who knows?
1,000,000%.
Right? So it's a vetting process, and again, it goes back to if you care, then that happens.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because we are so pro-creator here. We are so pro-person here. And like I said, sometimes it's to a fault, but I don't think I will ever. How about this? I'm too old to say.
That. Yeah.
I will never let anybody change who I am, who we are as a company.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, right? Yeah. So the thing is that, you know, you have creators out here, and a lot of people disrespect you guys 100%, right?
Wholeheartedly.
Right? They don't respect.
Consistently, too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I want to say for the most part, it is my generation that disrespects the influencer and creator because...
You think so?
100% because we come from a... And that was the conversation I was having with one of the guys yesterday.
Yeah.
We come from a work model where, like, there's no way... I can't DM somebody, right? When I... Gotcha. On the come up, I had to literally go find this person, speak to that person, develop that relationship.
Yeah.
I couldn't do stuff on my own. Literally, I was talking in the house the other day. We were, you know, I was talking to Maddox. So me, Michelle, and Maddox, and we were talking about something... And it was like, literally, hey, just ask their phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, when I was growing up, I had to go to the library to literally look that up where we just found it out right now.
To the encyclopedia, you heard?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we had to do that. So what's happening is that you have talent, mm-hmm. influencers that are making money from their phone.
Mm-hmm.
From their phone. They don't have to go anywhere. They can do this. So my generation is go to school, go to college, blah, 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 to get this money. And we're living in a generation that it's not that.
Yeah, yeah. I remember yesterday we talked to one of the models. His father was an oil, worked for an oil rig.
Yeah.
He was like, he be gone for 3 months. He said, I ain't going to work on an oil rig. Come back with my clothes black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're right.
But that's what, I'm not saying that that's everybody. But the thing is that in some people that we've dealt with, now again, not everybody. But, you know, we'll see the whole, you know, it's just a phone. It's just a video that they have to do off their phone. Why are they charging? And this and that. And it's like the audacity of people to do that, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, it's like, you're here because all they did was on their phone. You want the look.
Yes.
You want the look. So why are you belittling what they're doing and you're sitting there saying, so then go and leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you don't respect it, it's crazy. And that's the thing that, again, kind of simultaneously talking about what this, as far as the blatant disrespect, as far as for us, but it's also on their part.
On their part.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Saying that we actually, again, we care and we're out here for the industry, for the economy, not just for Mike and Dallas, like that.
And that's what you think about it. What we do now helps the next person years from now.
Right? Yeah.
So whatever trailblazing that we're doing currently helps the next people. Mm-hmm. The difference is that we're trailblazing on an independent level. Mm-hmm. Like, people talk about independence, we're really independent.
Yeah. We should call those July 4th Incorporated. Independence Day.
Yo, that's funny.
July 4th, Inc.
I mean, but you think about it from a music standpoint, everybody talk about independence, right? If we're the most independent company, we're Strange Music. We're like those
Tech
guys.
Nine.
Like Tech Nine.
Yeah, do your research on that. Google
yeah,
that,
like you know? We're those guys because we operate the way we operate. They have their own facilities. They got their, they own everything. And I think that's why, not saying it in this way, but I think that's why we're so dangerous to this industry, because we essentially don't really answer to anybody. Mm. And I think that's where people want us to, they want us to answer to people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we're using that to abuse any power or whatever, but we know our worth, right? And John always says, man, he's like, yo, listen, y'all are already there. Y'all don't need to, the solidification's there. You can show a laundry list of things that you guys have done. So now it's just taking those things and making them better and making them bigger and actually creating bigger opportunities. Mm. So I think for us, we're on this like this uptick. And I think a lot of people are seeing it and they're trying to put their hook on us. Mm. And because we're understanding that, like today when we had that conversation, we have to be very mindful on what is happening around us because of what the uptick is.
Yeah, and I think we're learning, right? Sure. We're learning now because in the beginning, again, it was open the doors, come all. And again, no disrespect to anybody that, you know, start whatever. Listen, we have to, everybody has to do what's right for themselves.
For sure.
Right? And themselves, talking about a business, themselves as an individual, whatever. But, you know, we have to be very, very careful on what we're doing, especially now, like we're doing what we do, but even with the, with our partnership with Infuse. They're a publicly traded company. It's a very different ball game. It's, you know, there's things that we like to do, certain things, you know, again, it's because you're aligned and there's a lot of pluses and you just got to, you know, you maneuver. And John had said, you know, the goal for every entrepreneur should be to become corporate, right? And I remember having the conversation with one of our pods and I said, look, this is why we're like, hey, why are we having a conversation? Why is that? When John first came, and it was like, yo, we need to bring organization and structure here.
Yeah.
And listen, the corporate is not bad. Like, that's the thing that people get twisted. You got to have the corporate structure, but we have the artistic environment.
With the independent mindset.
Yeah, July 4th Incorporated. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's the thing. And, you know, going back to as far as the blatant disrespect, it's hard to watch, and just even the conversation, again going back to that with the dude with the dad that's in the oil rig, that this kid could have been my son.
Dope,
he was younger than my son.
Dope energy, man.
Yeah, but the thing was is that sitting there, like having conversation. It was like, and it was funny because it was on a block.
On a block,
right?
Yeah, we were on the set.
Actually. Yeah, and it was like literally like. And the reason why this happens, because it's crazy. I'm talking to like my son, and I'm there, and he was bugging that he was like, "Yo, I can't." What was crazy to me?
Yeah.
He was like, "Yo, I can't believe that I used to watch Chicle and Milenie, and now I'm on a set with them."
Yeah.
Like he was. Yeah, he was bugging.
He was at all.
Yeah, and he was like, "Yo, this is crazy." And then that kind of sparked the conversation, and you know, there's a lot of him out there. That are trying to do what they got to do, and they and again going back to the generation aspect of it, his father, my generation, doesn't believe in what he's doing.
For sure,
he's an oil rig guy. He's a blue collar guy, which I understand, and that was kind of like what I was trying to tell him. Like, yo, he's not gonna get you.
Yeah,
I understand you want your father, but you sit there and you have the conversation and receive the information from your dad and understand who he is. Don't get so upset. I know you want that, and you're going this path, but do what you got to do as you build and become successful. He's going to see that. And at the end of the day, a parent only wants their kid to be happy.
Happy.
At the beginning, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the beginning when I was doing anything, it was just like, you know, it just becomes like you're just spending time out of the house. Like it's.
Yeah.
But now once you build a business on it and there's money coming in and this is your livelihood, now this is your career,
for sure.
It becomes different. And the beginning is very, very, very difficult. Very difficult. Because, again, right now, influencers are like rappers. It's the mixtape era.
Yep.
Everybody, I do this, I do that. Okay, cool. Algorithm killing everybody.
Yeah.
Now it's not what it used to be 2 years ago, even a year ago, let alone 7 years. It's so different now. Now you gotta, you know, you gotta get with the right people to build your team.
For sure.
When you're ready for that, right? Again,
it is.
Not assistance. You may need assistance, but the thing is assistance with a T, not assistance.
Yeah.
See, like the grammar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nice with it. I'm a pretty smart guy.
Now anyway, you are.
So the thing is that you gotta. It's a business now. It's not. It can't be as a hobby, and you can't expect results. Right, you know what I'm saying?
And you also got to be ready for that.
Yeah.
Some people want to jump in. Yeah. Some people want to jump into like that team aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I need a management. I need this and I need that. But they don't even move how they're supposed to move.
Yeah.
So let's just say you get four people to be a part of your team. But you're not moving as like a teammate, although you may be the quote unquote leader, they're following your lead. So if you act a certain type of way, they're gonna act a certain type of way.
Yeah.
And you may have one out of that four that may be putting in the work, and then he or she may be like, yo, listen, we can't operate like this because you don't even act like a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what most content creators, majority of the content creators don't know business or operate in a business world to even be thinking about, like, this is where I'm at. I'm an entrepreneur. They don't even think of themselves as a business.
Yeah.
Much less. It's about, yo, send me that Cash App, send me that Zelle. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, and let me see what I'm turning up in Dubai or turning up in Miami next weekend. And then after a while, when the money comes and goes, you know, they're back to hustling, trying to.
Yeah, it's like, it's an addictive behavior, bro. It's like a fiend. It's like a fiend. Yo, let me get what I gotta get. Then when it's gone, and it's just like, that's the mentality. Where's the bread at? I'm gonna chase where's the bread? I just need the bread. This is an easy lick. And that's what it looks like. You know what I mean? That's why I think we gotta coin the term. And I think we spoke to John. I think we're gonna do fractional management.
Fractional? Like fractional banking?
No. Like they have fractional CFO, fractional this. It's basically like, John, it's like a part-time, right? Like a part-time manager. And that becomes almost like the non-exclusive. We become a fractional manager, and it's like we're here. You know what I mean? Because it alleviates some things, and it's like at the end of the day, we can help you. I don't know. We got to.
Yeah, we'll fine-tune it, but most of these individuals don't even know how to operate with a team anyway.
Yeah.
So, and we're trying to show somebody that never ran a team how to help run your team, and it becomes frustrating. It's like it's a push-pull syndrome, and then it almost seems like we're the bad guys because we see something bigger. And sometimes the creator or the influencer or whoever, like, you know, well, this doesn't work for me. I'm like, well, okay, did it work for you? But how? Okay, it didn't work for you. Have you tried it? Mm-hmm. No, we haven't. Oh, no, I haven't tried it. I'm like, okay, I just want to, you know, but this works for me. I'm like, yeah, but you've been doing that for 5 years. I'm like, how about you throw something in there, something different so that it can help broaden your horizons? Mm-hmm. Oh, nah, this is the only thing that works. And then when you give them an opportunity do something different and they get a result that they didn't think they was going to have, they change their tune. The difference is that it's okay for us to actually, you know, get them to change their tune, but then when they see that it works, for them to stay consistent and build up around it. And because they're not, you know, most content creators at the moment, I'm not trying to bash you guys. Some of you guys, because you guys make money off of this, you treat it. You don't even respect it because it's so easy. Like you said, with them is to do this, but I just think that they have to get a little bit more, not just business minded. They have to get more consistent minded because they're not consistent. They lack consistency, and then when they don't get the response they want, they go resort to other things, and then it then puts the brand back at 10 steps.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, to protect our energy. It's literally gonna, you know, you get, it's not, this is, we didn't just start this.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, I think what we have to do is that when people are introduced to us, we speak to somebody. Like, we, you know, anybody we met yesterday, let's just say they come have a conversation. Yo, look, when you're here, and if we're gonna do anything,
word,
exclusive, non-exclusive, fractional manner, I don't care, whatever it is. This is how we do things here.
Yeah.
And you can rock with that.
Or not. And that's fine.
And it's okay. And it's okay because, you know, I think the business model here was a lot different than it was just 2 years ago.
For sure.
And, you know.
The best part about this is that's what happens. Things change and systems change.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like how any other company or any other corporation, business change, system change. When they let go of all types of people, they'd also change systems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Systems change. Things, yo, well, we didn't do this last year. Okay, well, we're not in last year.
Yeah.
You know, we have to change with the time, and sometimes we have to actually be ahead of the times, maybe 5 years ahead of the time. Yeah. There's some things where we spoke about 4 years ago that's just now coming to fruition now. Mm. So you have to be a forward thinker. And I'm not just saying future thinker because I don't want to live in the future, but forward thinker, knowing that the stuff that we're planting now is what's going to be blooming later on.
Yeah.
And that's what's been happening.
Yeah. No. Blooming is a good word.
Yeah.
I like that word. Yeah, we're picking a word. Don always says a word, blooming. Blooming is a good word.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Very springish.
Yeah, springish.
Very sunny word, blooming.
Yeah, yeah, blooming.
But speaking of bread.
Yeah.
I know you have a list. We might have to have this. Don's list.
Oh, no.
Don's list. It might be a segment. Don's list. But I know you had a list of top platforms, and I think we can have a conversation based off of these. So it's like David Letterman, if anybody knows, another old guy at a show. Whatever. Top 10 reasons.
Oh, not. Yo, so because the biggest thing that you and I get from content creators alike is what platform should I be on to make the most money? And sometimes, you know, we say to them, well, what platform do you use the most? Yeah, I'm on Instagram. Okay, so then maximize Instagram. But I hear people making a lot more money over here. And I think the thing is that they're trying to jump ship to see what's up. That's why they should be mostly be platformed. Yeah. So we have the top four platforms that people make. Well, it says, I'm going to just read it out. It says, social media platform that generates the most money.
Read it backwards, like four.
Okay, so for number four.
Four.
Is Snapchat. But Snapchat is starting to make some waves, so I'm pretty sure that's going to change in the next few months.
Yeah, Snap going to get busy.
Snapchat is going to change. Number three is TikTok. Mm. Right? So, and I think that might change soon too, you know what I'm saying, as well.
Yeah. If they would have taken my idea and called it TikTok, they would have went to number one.
I think
immediately.
But go ahead. Listen, man, and hold on, man. We gotta trademark that. If they call it TikTok, yo, John, we coming at their necks. It's been time stamped here. If they change their name from what is it called? TikTok Notes.
How whack is that?
If they put it to TikTok, we're sending out. We coming for you. But anyway, number two, YouTube and LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. YouTube and LinkedIn, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we were having that conversation earlier.
I didn't think LinkedIn was making that much money, but interesting.
LinkedIn, for anybody that's not, LinkedIn is a lot for the business side of people, you know, businesses and executives and everything like that. But the subscriptions are executive and business prices.
Yeah.
It's not $14.99 to get a blue check.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, it's money, so I can understand how they make income. And then as far as for people trying to get jobs,
yes,
you know, gotcha. It's they have, you know, email, all these different type of things that you could subscribe to to have more access to people looking for jobs or also, you know, to post jobs.
But and YouTube, clearly, you know, YouTube, you know, YouTube. And the number one is Facebook and Instagram. Well, I think more so Facebook, Instagram, and because they're together, that's why they put them up there.
Yeah.
But I think that's, me personally, that's going to change in the next 6 months.
You think it's going to switch?
I think it might switch from like YouTube to Facebook.
Yeah, but I think Meta is just very, I mean, YouTube is extremely large.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I could see that. I would like to see the full. Like if they broke it down on what it is, but yeah, I mean,
but then I also wrote a note here.
Okay,
I said
a TikTok note,
huh?
A TikTok note,
not a TikTok note, maybe a TikTok note. but just because Facebook and Instagram makes the most money, it doesn't mean that they make you the most money. So although they may make the most money, that doesn't mean they make you the most money.
He said it twice, just in case.
So, because we know some people on Facebook that make money.
Yeah.
And we know some people on YouTube that make some money.
Yeah.
And the YouTube dollars sound crazy.
Yeah.
So, it depends on, that's why it's best to you be multi-platformed.
Yeah.
But you heard that word here first, too. Multi-platformed. We're going to get that. But, yeah.
And we got research.
But
because if LinkedIn is paying out.
No, but think about it.
We want in.
But you know the crazy part about that is Gary Vee's been pushing LinkedIn for so long, and he said there's an untapped market there. And you know what ended up happening? There's been an influx.
Yeah.
He
is a super influencer.
Yeah, but it's an influx of payouts because of LinkedIn, because of him.
Yeah.
He said it was an untapped market, and a gold rush went there. And now that's where we at. They're at what spot I said? They're at
three.
The number. Number
three, right?
Hold on. I think they're at the number. They're at the number two spot with YouTube.
Oh, so they're YouTube and LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn, yeah.
Oh,
interesting, huh?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's definitely interesting.
That's it. Yeah, that's definitely a good look. Yo, John, we need to see what's up with LinkedIn.
John, I mean, we also need shirts that say "interesting" for Donnie. Donnie's interesting,
but not because he's. When I heard that it was an untapped market, I understand it because clearly there's a lot of business people in the world. Mm. So I know that's where LinkedIn people go to really, you know, do their networking too. But the fact that they're paying out at a high rate, I'm gonna look for some numbers as far as how much they're paying out monthly.
Yeah.
Or quarterly.
Yeah, because I want to know what the payout is for.
Excuse me.
Like, I understand them getting money because it is a platform, especially, like I said, as far as with jobs, as far as looking for jobs, as far as connecting with executives or whatever. But soon, as far as for looking for jobs, you're not going to need LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Because shout out.
Wait. That's a crazy lob.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you.
Whoa.
Telling you, B. Just want to shout out. You'll see a lot of this moving forward from us.
Yeah.
We invested in a company called Pedal.
Yeah, so hold on. Our company invested into another company. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so.
It's a beautiful thing, I'm just saying. Yeah. Growth.
So Pedal is going to be, what attracted us to them was the fact that they are trying to, like how Indeed, Monster, right? It's Monster.com?
Yeah, Monster.
As far as for any time you get jobs, what they're doing is they're going to the demo, right? So what they're doing is they're going to be coming like content recruiters.
Yes.
So when instead of looking for jobs, you'll see influencers and creators posting about jobs.
Yes.
So instead of, hey, look, come to this hotel, this is the greatest, or I went to this restaurant, it'll be like, hey, you know, New Jersey Devils are hiring for the sales position, blah, 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 click my link, which is incredible because this is where everybody's at.
And on top of that, too, the content creator gets paid.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's the best part about this, 100%. Too, is that it's in our wheelhouse, and we're also giving content creators opportunities to make money while helping the masses find a job. This is amazing.
So it's all good. Chi and B.
Yeah.
Chi and V.
Chi and V. What's good, my Pedal. Guys? We'll put the logo somewhere on the screen.
Yeah, yeah. He said in the screen somewhere.
Somewhere or whatever. In the screen.
But yeah, nah. Just wanted to shout that out as we were speaking about.
Nah, definitely. I think for us that's a big deal for us. You know, being a mother company, I guess, you know, the mothership. pretty cool. Nah, I like it, man. I like that we're, you know, it shows our growth as a company, man, and as entrepreneurs, seeing other entrepreneurs doing their thing as well.
Yeah, and connecting with
connecting
them.
Connecting the dots.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah. Period. Gabba, where are we at? 46, okay. Were you going to say that too? All right, we did everything, right, Don, on the list?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So you want to just go goalkeeper?
Yeah, that's fine with me, my brother.
So now, the time that everybody waits for Mike to say the same thing, it's not the same, it's not going to be the same one.
That's funny.
It's not the same episode.
That's hilarious.
It's the bread episode. Let me just stamp that.
Bread episode.
But goalkeeper, and as always, Donovan, you shall go first.
I mean, nah, but I want to give a shout out to my son. Today I'm wearing his Lionheart joggers. They're very, very comfortable. You know, I'm just going to, you know, I think this goalkeeper, I'm going to turn back on the faucet when it comes to this because he came to me yesterday with this, like a business proposal. And I was like, your dad, you know, he was 12 years old. And he's like, yo, I want to get back to it. Mm. You know, a few years ago, he was doing very well for an 8-year-old. Mm. Yesterday, he came to me and was like, yo, dad, I got some new designs. I got this. He's already had his thing laid out, man. And I was like, man, okay. And he's like, I wanna get to this. So I wanna help him push and get his new designs out, get him stuff going again. He had a real big UK following. That's where a lot of his stuff was being sold. Mm. A lot of the young, because you know they like to be around the Americans. Mm. As far as following trends or however, and then he's a soccer player, so it was based upon around soccer, football in that country. And so one thing is, one of my goals is to get that going. And another goal of mine, I don't know, for some reason, for the last few weeks, I kind of felt off a little bit. Mm. And I've been kind of like trying to see why I've been off. And I think there's a lot of changes going on, like behind the scenes with me. Mm. And with that, and like good changes though. But I think it's almost like I was shedding some stuff. Mm. And now, like, I guess now I'm stepping into that person. Mm. So I want to kind of embrace that new Donovan. Like, that's a goalkeeper of mine. I think I've been fighting with the old Donovan and new Donovan.
Yeah.
And it kind of been, you know, tiring me out a little bit. Mm. But, I've, you know, I guess change is good.
Of course.
But embracing it sometimes is very scary.
Yeah.
And I think I've been running away from embracing it.
Okay.
You and I had a conversation yesterday, kind of sparked something in me. I've been running away from that too. Mm. And, you know, I got to stop running.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for my goalkeeper overall,
yeah,
is to stop running.
There we go. But also run.
But also run.
Good cardio. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit and say that I want to lose a pound.
Yeah.
The difference is Gabba said he's joining me.
Yeah.
No, I think what I want to do is I really want to, this next week, I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on. I want to lock in and with what we're going to do here with the new space, everything that we were speaking about earlier. I want to get this pod. I mean, we had... and Gabba had the conversation.
Yep.
I really want to lock in with this pod. And I think I got inspired by John, to be honest with you. You know, just the different things that he's doing with his pod.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it, again, it's everything that we teach. I think it's just taking our own advice.
For sure.
Right? We tell people to do this for them and this and that. And it's like, we have something here.
And we should do it. Let's for do that.
Yep. So that's with the pod and then also with the space. So we can start generating because, you know, this is going to end up being open to the public soon. And we're going to really, there's going to be a pod studio, which is going to be fire. And all our energy and everything is here.
Yep.
We put it in the corner. When you come here, it just come there and you get to tap it. Pause. But no, lock in with that. And I think honestly, actually this week, I mean, so we have Atlanta.
Yeah, we have Atlanta.
You know, do what we gotta do down there. And then on the weekend I'm going to see Mikey.
Amazing.
Watch his game.
Yeah, and this weekend I'm taking a little
taking
a little sabbatical.
You know what I mean?
John, is that okay? Do I gotta put in like thanks. Just making sure.
John don't care about anything until the playoffs is over, bro. Yeah, no problem. Sounds great. Fantastic. Yep. Good. No problem.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Whatever you are.
But nah, Mike, I'm definitely with you. With this new door that's being opened, especially for here, I'm with you with that. Cause it's going to open up so many other doors.
100%.
So it's going to be dope.
Yep. And we might get, if Don does what he has to do, we might get Music Donovan back. We might get him back.
I ain't going to lie. Yo. So, all right, before we end, sorry, Gabba, I know, my bad. So I had a conversation with Cheeks. I'm going to say it. Right? One day, we had this long conversation. And he heard the way I spoke about music. And Cheeks paused throughout the whole, maybe like 10 minutes. And he's like, yo, D, Don, your love for this music stuff is crazy. Like, I can hear the passion of you just talking. He's like, yo, why stop, right? Now, we driving into the city yesterday to our shoot, Chico Villani shoot, and Mike goes, yo, I've been thinking about something. Mind you, these are probably two most important people currently in my life outside of my other, these are my family members. So this is not people that's just random. So now my other family member talking to him and he goes, yo, I'm thinking that we should, that department should open back up. Right. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, bro, you know what you're doing. This, that, you know, giving me the pros and cons. And you know, I had me thinking and now I think I was kind of like, I was torn with that. So, you know, I think that, you know, that door might be, you know, get kicked all the way open.
Yeah, because it's part of growth. Like, and I'll tell everybody how that even came about, right? You know, I was watching Drink Champs with Fubu on there and Carl, who we've had here. Mm-hmm. Damon was talking. And he was just like, hey, you know, if you want to talk about real estate or this, that, and the third, you would speak to Carl because he handles that. And I was like, that's where we got to get to. As you grow as a company, it's like we do so much together. And it's like, but the music stuff, yeah, I know it. Don knows it way more than I do. I have a love for it. I love the marketing side of it. But Don knows the music. And it's like, there is a revenue stream there that could happen, and there's a passion. So it's like anybody that would come, hey, you guys got music? Yeah, speak to Don, because that's Don, and he would handle that. It's for the company. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I have my thing that I would do. You know what I mean? Like, I want to start doing that here where, yes, we come together, but why do I have to do anything with music when Don's doing it? I don't need to be, hey, how you doing?
Nah, for
anything
sure.
You're going to do, bro, because it's having the faith and the trust in that, you know. So I think it helps us as a company. It helps you as a person lean into your passion, lean into what you're amazing at. And we rock out.
Yeah.
Relax with sending the demos.
Yeah, please.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Just relax. Please. Let's relax.
Please.
We got, you know what I'm saying? Let's get this cracking.
Nah,
and then,
please, bros. I'm just letting, you know. Like I told John before, you know, Cam, get ready, because I, you know, when that on button is on, I'm a different person when it comes to music.
Cam, killer, so. Cam.
But yeah,
All right.
All right, y'all.
So that was this, right?
Yeah.
That was it. That was it. Please. So don't forget, follow at This Group Inc.
Yeah.
FOTSPOD, FOTSPOD on IG. Please listen, subscribe to the YouTube. Also, we have our other short pod.
Yes.
With Infuse, cater to the creator.
First episode is.
Yeah, out with Mr. Commodore now. Yeah. And we good. Yes, we sir. Out here.
Peace.